Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, June 4th. I'm Hank Weisbecker. This time, how your 401k could be better and what to do if you fall victim to identity theft. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Many of the 401k plans offered to employees leave room for improvement, according to some advocates who would like to see fee disclosures that are easy to understand. Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Pryor.
The Center for American Progress has said that they think that there should be some sort of warning label that explains how high fees can eat into savings over time and then show how a particular fund option compares with a basket of cheaper options.
Pryor says some believe more could also be done to encourage people to up the amount they contribute.
If an employee switches companies and goes to a new company, the new employer should maybe communicate with that new employee to find out, how much were they contributing at their former job. Maybe they can start at that level.
Pryor says for smaller employers, a national 401k plan could be helpful.
It would allow small companies to benefit from economies of scale because they'd be allowed to pool their resources, and that would help rein in individual costs.
As we continue, what to do if identity theft rears its ugly head.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
At some point in our lives, each of us will become a victim of identity theft. Credit.com's Adam Levin explains what you can do to monitor your credit and manage the damage.
Each of us should do everything we can to minimize our risk of exposure to identity thieves. That means don't click on strange links and emails, and shred all documents that contain personal information after you no longer need them. But what should you do after you discover you're a victim? Checking your credit and properly managing the damage is imperative. Go to annualcreditreport.com every year to get a free copy of your three credit reports. Come to credit.com for an overview of your credit and an explanation of why it is what it is. That, along with two free credit scores, is updated monthly. Check your credit card and bank accounts daily to make sure that every charge and debit is legitimate. Enroll in free programs offered by most financial institutions and credit card companies that monitor your financial transactions and notify you by text or email whenever activity occurs in your accounts. Ask your insurance agent, bank, or credit union account rep, or the HR department where you work, if they have a program to help you restore your credit and good name if you do become a victim. Many offer it free as a perk of your relationship. I'm Adam Levin from Credit.com for the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal.